about you and Chad. Chad was wanting to know about the 7-9 I seen earlier about the call sign on it. It's the N4AW. How's he got?
Darwin, is he back? We went to try it on the try-on machine, but I could not hear anything on it.
Well, I've been trying to keep up with you to a degree, but I can't get into 6-4. I could just barely hear y'all on 6-4, and the try-on machine for my location won't be possible, but the 7-9 would be. But he was wanting to know a few minutes ago what the call sign on the 7-9 is. And the call sign on the 7-9 is N4AW.
4LZI, KO4NUE.
KI4LZI, I hooked my fix station up when I heard y'all doing all this repeater change. And then you was wanting to know earlier about the 7-9, the call sign on it, that's N4AW.
Oh, you hadn't seen, Ed, have you? I've lost him somewhere.
But here, before you come back, you still there, Ed? Definitely an issue here with 610, and DJW is the one in charge of it, aware of it, but obviously it won't be fixed tonight, but I don't know what you was wanting to know about the call sign on 7-9 for. I guess to aim your beams at, but that's the call sign, N4AW. And as far as 6-4 goes for myself, I can barely hear it, but I can't get into it. And I've only heard that try-on repeater here once, and that's on receive. No, I certainly can't transmit into it, but I'm thinking y'all's best bet would be probably on 7-9 for now.
Back at Andy. Ed, are you still on the Aggie, over?
Still on the Aggie. I just checked on the 640, and I would be on a 35-degree bearing to go into Hendersonville.
What's your power setting on... what are you transmitting now to the 610 machine on, as far as power goes?
That's now. I can go back down to 5 and see what happens. And I'm on the Yagi.
That's a lot better to me. Okay, go down to half power, and let's see. Let's listen and make a note of your SWR at half power. Over.
If I was him and I had an SWR of 3, I would cut that power down as low as possible or quit transmitting on it, period, because you're putting a big test on your finals doing that.
I'm trying to pinpoint exactly what he's got, but, Ed, you still in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing with these buttons trying to get it down. I've got some kind of weird thing on here.
Ed, just turn the widget jigget. The one in the upper right-hand corner.
D-A-R-O-N. I'm on low power now on 610.
Move up one notch on your power.
On the J-pole now, and I'll go up to 20 watts. D-A-R-O-N, I'm on 20 watts on the J-pole. Over.
I'm a little confused here. So, move to the Yagi at 20 watts.
Now 20 watts.
There. All right, I got some noise. I don't know if it's the repeater or if it's you. So, Ed, you stand by just for a second. KI4LZI. Andy, give me a test transmission and let me see if it's a repeater or Ed.
For LZI, right now, until Dave can get this here straightened out, there's not going to be no real sure certainty about it. If he can go to that N4AW14679 and you check in too, I would advise y'all to do that.
Andy's just about full quieting. I know that's not a really, really good test, but hey, so Ed, Andy's full quieting, you are not. So, but you are full quieting on the 790 and the 64 machine. So, I don't know. Are you back on azimuth? Are you on azimuth with the 610 machine?
Correct. The 790 is 176, which is very close to the same as the 610.
When it comes to here, there's always going to be some doubt because of static on this, and it's in this machine here that we noticed Tuesday evening. I just assumed it's propagation, but it's still here, so there's an issue here with the 610, and you ain't going to be sure of anything here. You need to go to a machine that everybody can work, where I know that where there's no issue to be sure of anything.
So, Ed, you should be on a heading close to 124, 124 degrees, roughly.
Information, I don't know if you know this, Chad, or not, but the 64 machine's on Bearwalla Mountain, wherever it is up near the Hendersonville area. Bearwalla Mountain.
Y'all make a note of that. Ed, you still in there?
Bearwalla, I think, is north, probably northeast, so I would have to change it a little bit from where it is now.
All right, roger that. So, Ed, yes or no? Are you comfortable that the Yagi is on a close enough heading to the 610 machine right now? Yes or no?
Just
put the power out right now.
0 watt.
The SWR meter you're using, is that built into the radio or is it external? Over.
External. Hang on just a minute. I'm going to adjust the dial here to 20, and SWR is 1.8.
At 20 watts. So what is the next power level above 20 watts? Over.
50 watts, 50 watts, and that's where I was getting a 3 for SWR.
You can comfortably transmit long enough to calibrate your SWR. Are you comfortable doing that to make sure that the SWR reading you're getting at 50 watts is accurate? Over.
I can calibrate this and try that.
Be advised, I'm hearing noise on the repeater again, so, you know, it's a little bit frustrating because I really can't tell you a whole lot about your signal because I don't know what's the repeater or what's you. But I'm getting terrible noise even when you're not transmitting. Over.
The noise here on the seat myself, and normally this thing would be good, but there's definitely something up there in the mountain not right.
Let's try 50 watts. If you're comfortable transmitting at 50 watts and long enough to calibrate your SWR, then go. If you're not, I understand, then we'll do something else.
He's RON at 50 watts, and I've calibrated it, and I'm getting a 1 to 3 SWR. Over.
3 to 1, is that correct?
3.0, over.
Not that. I understand. Okay, so let's don't transmit at 3. We don't want to do anything to the radio. However, so if you have time tomorrow, here is your deal. So on the driven element, you will notice on each side of the driven element that there are some tuning stubs that are crimped into the ends of the driven element. And I know you've seen them, right?
Seen them.
about. So those are harshly crimped, I will tell you, but they've only been crimped once. So with that, if you have time tomorrow, rotate the beam around all so you can stand on the porch. And take a pair of vice grips and try to clamp onto those tuning stubs lightly. And pull them out, I don't know, an eighth of an inch at a time. And then take your tape measure and measure from the center of the beam on both elements and make sure you got the same number on each one. It's not going to be that critical. But you're going to have to go in or out with the tuning stubs to get the SWR down at 50 watts over. But I feel like if, you know, we get the SWR down just a little bit, you'll be a little better. But like I said, you are full quieting on 790 and 640, so I don't know what to think.
Well, right now, the way this repeater is currently right now, you're not going to get a real good, accurate buzz here on 610. That's present, the way this repeater currently is doing. You can only do it with any accuracy on some of the others that's not got problems right now.
The RON, I can try that. I know exactly what you're talking about as far as changing the length of those. So you think if I grab it with vice grips that they'll be loose enough so I can pull them out without a problem?
Yeah, they will. They will. Yeah, that'll work. And there's plenty of adjustment in there for you. I was hoping we wouldn't have to do this, but there is an allowance on a driven element for that, but I'm beginning to wonder if it's just, well, let's do that first before I say anything.
I'm wondering if that metal roof has an impact on it.
Sure. It's just like the repeater is, one minute it's clean and the next minute it's not. Andy, real quick, just throw your call sign out there for me. Let me look.
The noise here on the seat myself, and it ought to be good. You ain't going to get a good check for this repeater like you did without going to none that don't have any. Zero, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, Inch. Zero, India, 4. Zero, all this popping and cracking here on the machine. You ain't going to get any accuracy on it right now where Justin is set up. With the way this machine currently is, you ain't going to be able to do it.
Andy, your signal is horrible. It's not, you know, I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying that it's just horrible. So, Ed, I don't know there's much we can do as far as the noise goes, but, I mean, that's not going to have anything to do with SWR, but I need to try to get it down a little bit. So if you have time tomorrow, maybe if you can get SWR down a little bit and maybe pin down an azimuth a little better for the 610 machine. And maybe we can, maybe we'll try again, over.
Can you give me the location for the 610 machine? Some of the things I'm looking at, like the engineer's bill, I know the repeater is somewhere else. So if you got a better location, that would help.
Yeah, roger that. So you're heading, your heading is 124.12. 124.12 from your location, and ground length is 9.87 miles. Over.
From what information I've had, It's not that far, but of course you get a mountain in the way, and it doesn't matter how far it is. I'm looking at the picture that I sent you. I want to make sure that I've got the antenna pointed in the correct direction. I put a cap on the open end just to keep bugs out, but that is the rear of it. Is that correct?
The antenna was designed to be handheld, so you'll see three elements. The center element is going to be your driven element. The rear element will be the reflector, and it will be the longest. The longest is the back side over. And I tell you what would be probably helpful, or could be helpful, is where you made the clamp. If you could possibly put the clamp behind the rear element. I know it's PVC, but I don't know what is in the paint. You have painted the PVC pipe, and I don't know what is in the paint. But if you could get the clamp behind the reflector, you know, at least eliminate that too, you know.
Let's go. That's more than enough. That's your issue with repeaters not having problems. There's a problem there, man. For me, if the dice don't show up, they don't like it, can't they? Only the repeaters like it, can. So, that's just the way it is, J.I. for LZI.
Give you an idea of the noise, but I'll have to play with the recorder to get to the right spot. Because I normally tape what's going on in case I miss a call sign tonight, and then go back and get it.
Four Delta.